This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Poor House in Raleigh, music and prose will come together in celebration of the Best of the South, a collaboration between Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill and Sugar Hill Records of Durham. The short story anthology and companion CD feature Southern or Southern-inspired fiction and songs. Jill McCorkle will read, Scott Miller will play and sing. The collaboration is the first of its kind, and Shannon Ravenel of Algonquin and Holly Lohman of Sugar Hill Records are here to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, whose idea was this?
Well, it was actually Craig Poplar's idea. Craig is marketing director at Algonquin Books, and he said he was tired of not supporting our Southern fiction as much as we should have. And so he said he was going to go all out, and in fact he went first to Sugar Hill and then to Maker's Mark, which is also involved in this celebration, and put it all together, and we have a big tour across the South.
Do we get into a big fight here about the difference between literature and storytelling? Because these are really stories in the storytelling tradition
Does who get into a big fight?
Well, I'd me and you, or whoever we want to bring in.
Well,
there is this discussion about whether storytelling and literature are two different
genres. Oh, storytelling and literature, they're two different things. You know, Frank, I have never discussed that with anybody. I don't think they're two different things. One is written down, one is not. There are plenty of wonderful storytellers who write as well as tell stories orally, so I don't think there's any difference.
Storytelling certainly is a big part of the music, particularly.
Yes, absolutely. That was part of the synergy behind this project is, you know, these are our storytellers paired with their storytellers in two different mediums, and we definitely have the oral tradition thing going on at Sugar Hill as far as Americana music and songwriters and things like that, passing on stories of...
You know. I listen to the CD and every single one of the songs is a story.
Yeah. But now, do we get into this rut a little bit, that this idea of Southern storytelling, is this becoming a cliche? Should we worry?
Southern storytelling is becoming a cliche?
Yeah, the idea that if you want to hear good stories, those Southern writers are the storytellers in American letters.
Well, I don't think they're the only ones, for sure, but I do think we have that tradition is kind of hung on us. One of the things I have done, this book is celebrating the end of 20 years of an anthology called New Stories from the South, and which I've edited for 20 years. And one of the things I've done is give up the idea that every short story in my books has to be written by someone born and raised in the South. And a lot of the stories included are simply set in the South and told by God knows Yankees who do it very well. And the idea is we want all the perceptions of our region we can find. And that's that.
So that's the cut. That's how you make the cut.
Yeah, that's the only criterion has to be set in the South.
Well, that said, Holly, some of the musicians and songwriters on the CD are not Southern either. How they sneak in?
Well, we kind of picked them because, like she said, they're stylistically, they tell a story in a Southern way, in a Southern style. And, you know, we do have people from upstate New York. We even have a track on here from a Canadian band that plays roots music. Exactly,
yeah.
The Ducks. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And, you know, we just found that our catalog had great storytellers that tell a song, you know, tell a story and sing a song in a Southern way and write, you know, in their production style. You know, they record in Memphis and they, you know, make these Southern sounding records, and we felt like that was part of the celebration of this book, you know, as well as, you know, some of the writers on the CD.
In a lot of ways, this is a marriage made in heaven. You think about the idea of storytelling, story writing and songwriting, you almost wonder why this hadn't happened before.
You do sort of wonder why it hadn't happened before. I think it's a really smart thing to have put the two anthology, so to speak, together, though they really don't reflect anything completely, or there's no real parallel. It's just that they're great stories in each collection.
Any thought to doing some more of this kind of thing?
Well, you know, as soon as another 10 years goes by, maybe we'll do another Best of the South Volume 3, because this is our first, you know, first time, you know,
well,
with the CD.
Well, we're going to start on the 21st volume in fact, we've already started on it. So Kathy Pories will be taking this over from me because I've done it for 20 years, and my feeling is that 20 years of one person's taste in Southern or from the South literature is enough, and so Kathy Pories is going to take it over. for the 2006 volume with a guest editor, Alan Gerganis. So it will be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And in 10 years of that, you'll certainly want to celebrate.
Certainly.
With music.
Yes. Some more music. Absolutely.
Shannon, Holly, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Shannon Ravenel is editorial director of Shannon Ravenel Books, an imprint of Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Holly Lohman is the marketing manager of Sugar Hill Records. You can hear a reading and a performance from The Best of the South Friday night, October 14th at 7 o'clock at the Poor House in Raleigh. Hillsboro writer Lee Smith's story, The Happy Memories Club, is included in the Best of the South anthology. Let's hear her read an excerpt.
I may be old, but I'm not dead. Perhaps you are surprised to hear this. You may be surprised to learn that people like me are still capable of original ideas, intelligent insights, and intense feelings. Passionate love affairs, for example, are not uncommon here. Pacemakers cannot regulate the wild, unbridled yearnings of the heart. You do not wish to know this, I imagine. This knowledge is probably upsetting to you, as it is upsetting to my sons, who do not want to hear, for instance, about my relationship with Dr. Solomon Marks, the historian. "Please, Mom," my son Alex said, rolling his eyes. "Come on, Mama," my son Johnny said. "Can't you maintain a little dignity here?" "Dignity," Johnny has the nerve to say. He runs a chain of miniature golf courses. "I have had enough dignity to last me for the rest of my life, thank you," I told Johnny. "I've always done exactly what I was supposed to do. Now I intend to do what I want. Besides, Dr. Solomon Marks is the joy of my life," I told them all. This remained true even when my second surgery was less than successful, obliging me to take to this chair. It remained true until Solomon's most recent stroke, 5 weeks ago, which has paralyzed him below the waist and caused his thoughts to become disordered, so that he cannot always remember things or the words for things. A survivor himself, Solomon is an expert on the Holocaust. He has numbers tattooed on his arm. He used to travel the world speaking about the Holocaust. Now he can't remember what to call it. "Well, I think it's a blessing," said one of the nurses, that young Miss Rogers. "The Holocaust was just awful." "It is not a blessing, you ignorant bitch," I told her. "It is the end. Our memories are all we've got." I put myself into reverse and sped off before she could reply. I could feel her staring at me as I motored down the hall. I am sure she wrote something in her ever-present notebook. Inappropriate and unmanageable are among the words they used to describe me. Unpleasant and inaccurate adjectives all. The words Solomon can't recall are always nouns. "My dear," he said to me one day recently, when they had wheeled him out into the residence center lobby. "Ah, what did you say your name was?" He knew it, of course, deep in his heart's own core, as well as he knew his own. "Alice Scully," I said. "Ah, Alice Scully," he said. "And what is it that we used to do together, Alice Scully, which brought me such intense, so big?" His eyes were like bright little beads in his pinched face. It was of the greatest, "Sex," I told him. "You loved it." He grinned at me. "Oh, yes," he said, "sex. It was sex indeed." "Mrs. Scully," his nurse snapped. Now, I have devised a little game to help Solomon remember nouns. It works like this. Whenever they bring him out, I go over to him and clasp my hands together as if I were hiding something in them. "If you can guess what I've got here," I say, "I'll give you a kiss." He squints in concentration, fishing for nouns. If he gets one, I give him a kiss. Some days are better than others. This is true for us all, of course. We can't be expected to remember everything we know.
Lee Smith reading her story, The Happy Memories Club, which is included in the new anthology, The Best of the South. If you get to the Poorhouse in Raleigh tomorrow night, you'll hear singer-songwriter Scott Miller perform. His song, Dear Sarah, is featured on the CD, Best of the South.
Dear Sarah, I'm stuck on a train bound for Richmond. We marched down from Kernstown uphill all the way. At the train stop in Stanton, we pulled up and climbed on. Then we just sat there for a night and a day, and the nights are long. But I write you every day and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen. How she was always a long ways away. My insides are all torn from hardtack and parched corn. My hat flew in a windstorm, so the sun has turned me red. The first chance to lie still, I pull out your Bible, but fall fast asleep before one verse is read. And the nights are long, but I write you every day and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen. She was always a long ways away. Dear Sarah, in parting, keep me in your heart, and I do not drink or gamble, as I promised you I'd do. So as not to mislead you, I did have a need to. When we were surrounded and it looked like we were through, but the nights are long. But I write you every day and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen. How she was always a long ways away. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen. She was always a long ways away. The Scarlet Town, where I did dwell, there was a fair maid dweller. Many a lad cried well at me for the love of Barbary Allen.
Scott Miller performing his song, Dear Sarah, from the CD Best of the South.